And I'd like to welcome Rob DeWalt. He is with us this day and so many days speaking of the arts. It's just great to have you.
It's good to be here. Thank you for having me. I was hoping to wake up to a free and independent Scotland, but oh well.
Yeah, well. The odds were not in your favor. You know what I did? I read what the bookies were paying on the bets for the
yes. It was 7-1, wasn't it? Wasn't that the?
It varied, but yeah. It was basically the no vote had the odds.
Yeah, we'll get them next time.
Are you Scottish?
I have a few Scottish roots. Yes, I do.
Nice.
Scottish and German.
I've never seen you in a kilt.
Oh, you haven't? I have one, but I can't. It's kind of hidden away in the closet.
I think you should come out of the closet with your kilt.
I'm going to soon. I promise. Maybe for Halloween.
There you go.
Maybe for Halloween. You don't wear them a lot around here because people have the tendency to lift them up.
I went to the performance of a play called Outside Mullingar last night, performed by Fusion Theater in Albuquerque.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be performed in Santa Fe at the Lenzic a week from tomorrow, Saturday night, the 27th, I think. But I'm not able to go that night, so I drove down to Albuquerque. And in the audience was a man in full regalia, including a kilt.
Good for him.
It was also a very good play.
Awesome.
Put it on your calendar. We're going to have them on next week.
Next, so it's in Santa Fe next week?
It's in Santa Fe next week.
Okay. I'll mark my calendar. I'll find the dates.
Mark your calendar.
I love Fusion Theater. They're awesome.
They're very good.
I know. Hey, happy almost fall, by the way. It's here, man. Yeah. What is today? The 19th? So I think the 23rd is the fall equinox?
Something around then, yes.
Something around then? I'm pretty sure it's Tuesday.
I find it incredibly depressing.
Really?
I just love the heat. It's a very nice time of year, but it portends that awful, like, shivering from late October until mid-April
problem. And this one is supposed to be a really cold and really wet winter.
Really?
For us here
what
in Mexico.
What is it, Niño or Niña something?
Yeah.
Ay, ay, ay. All right, well, on that note... KSFR and Southwest Roots Music present a benefit concert for KSFR with Buckwheat Zydeco. That's Wednesday, the 24th of September at the Farmers Market Pavilion. Creole cuisine and craft brews available for purchase from the Cowgirl. Doors open at 6:30, and there's going to be free Zydeco dance lessons at 7 o'clock. Tickets at southwestrootsmusic.org. That's 21 and over.
21 and over?
21 and over.
So there's going to be... Cocktails.
Cocktails. That's such a great word.
I was going to tell you about a fundraiser, too, but I can't seem to find the information, so I will move on.
Move on.
Do
you want me to do one?
No, I've got one right here. This is great. This is at the IAA Museum of Contemporary Native Arts Symposium, Shedding Skin. It's basically an interactive symposium of open questions based on critical introspection by Native artists, curators, scholars, and their communities. It's a great way, I mean, it's a sort of a great examination through talks and panels and other observations about Native identity in that sort of soft spot between contemporary and traditional. So,
right.
And that is, I'm sorry, you should probably know, it's from 9 to 5 tomorrow at the Museum of Contemporary Native Arts, and it's free.
Most excellent.
So, you can find out more about that by calling 428-5907.
There's an interesting set of events coming up at St. John's College, and one of them is a productive slumber dream event. There's a free talk by Lael Gold on... Saturday, that's tomorrow at 3 o'clock in the Great Hall, titled All the Matter of the Living Air, Dreams and the Western Tradition. And it's questions about can slumber be productive and what is the relationship among prophetic, philosophical, and scientific modes of knowing about the role of dreams and the role of sleep. And she will share some little known but well documented stories of dreams in history and provide a few simple tools for making good use of our dreams as well. And that's, let's see, and then there's a dream workshop on Tuesday the 23rd at 7 o'clock at St. John's campus. There's a dream and writing workshop, REM, Writing and Creative Sleep, on Wednesday the 24th. For more information, productiveslumber.com.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I was a really big sort of fanatic about lucid dreaming when I was in high school. That was like all the rage. That was back in the new agey 80s in Santa Fe.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think there's probably some good use for lucid dreaming if you can figure out how to do it. It's the hard part. It's getting
over
that hump.
Yeah, I know. I did that in sort of unintentionally a few times.
Yeah.
But it always resulted in waking up pretty quickly, so
yeah.
It didn't last very long. But I had friends in Chicago who used to lucid dream together, and they would, like, their dreams would intersect. It was super spooky.
That's weird.
Yeah.
That's a little weird.
I'm just saying.
Hey, here's another fun, dancey sort of fundraiser thing. On September 20th, at the Santa Fe Farmers Market Pavilion from 7:30 to 11:30 p.m., a benefit dance for CASA, which is Court-Appointed Special Advocates, First Judicial District. There's going to be salsa, cumbia, son, cha-cha, merengue, and more. And I'm not sure exactly who is performing. Yvonne
Ulibarri,
and Café Mocha. Okay,
they're
so
awesome.
You knew about this.
No, I just know about Yvonne Ulibarri, but it sounds like it's got to be a great event.
There's raffles and door prizes and all kinds of stuff. And so that's, if you go to casafirst.org, you can probably find out more. Or you can go to, call 820-1500 and find out more.
Now, I've got two spots that I'm going to read in a row.
Okay.
First one is this week's Cat of the Week. This week's featured cat is Pixie. She was raised in a loving home, but her human is leaving the state and can't take her. Sweet and social, Pixie has lived with a dog and gets along with other cats. She is a beautiful Turkish Angora mix kitty with a medium-length gray and white coat and a gray patch on her chin. She is. She was born in 2002. If you're interested in adopting Pixie, call 316-2281 in the 505 area code. You can write to askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com, and you can go to the website, fandfnm.org. And here's another one. A cute and soft reach of the Santa Fe River is available for adoption by any group or gathering of interested souls. These reaches have incredible resiliency and staying power and need just a little bit of loving care to make you feel welcome and secure in any season of the year. You can become a steward of the Santa Fe River and help keep the river vibrant. Call Keeley at Santa Fe Watershed Association, 820-1696, or santafewatershed.org.
Sweet.
Yeah, a cute and fluffy reach of the river.
Interesting.
I think they were inspired by the Cat of the Week. That's why I read them together.
Okay. Well, I'm going to read two together also. And these have to do with Skylight, the newest sort of nightclub.
Oh, man. I went there and saw a comedy thing the other night. It was really fun. Yes.
You liked it?
I loved it. It made me want to do stand-up.
It's hard. Trust me.
It's really, really hard.
But there are two great things happening at Skylight. First, on Saturday, tomorrow, from 9:30 till the early morning, Meow Wolf, the art collective, is going to take over the entire space. There's going to be lights, projections, sculpture, and tons of dance music with DJ Nicolatron, PFFP, DJ Dirt Girl, Muffin Top, and Billiam. And so Vince and the good folks over at Meow Wolf have put this together. And it's not just a dance, like, you know, go and dance and have a drink. I mean, they're kind of doing some transformative things to the space. So that's going to be pretty cool. And then on Thursday...
They
are always wont to do and do well. And then on Thursday the 25th, Foxygen, which is sort of a neo-psych rock band, are going to be playing... And these guys are big.
Neo psych rock.
Yeah.
Like I knew what old psych rock.
Well, like, you know, 60s psych rock. You know, But there's a little folk mixed in there. Anyway, these guys are huge. I mean, internationally huge. And they're coming to Santa Fe. And they're coming to Skylight. And they're coming on September 25th. And it's an all ages show. Okay. Doors open at 6:30 on the 25th. Call 505-982-0775. Or visit skylightsantafe.com for ticket info.
.com.
Yeah.
The Pewaukee River Art Tour is happening this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. There's an artist reception and silent auction at Than Povi on Friday tonight. And it's a whole, you can, as they say, plan an art getaway. And basically go to Pewaukee Pueblo and start from there.
Ah.
And there's a GPS-friendly map at PewaukeeRiverArtTour.com.
PewaukeeRiverArtTour.com.
.com.
Oh, you know what? You know what else is happening?
What else is happening?
I think it's this weekend, is the Renaissance Fair, Santa Fe Renaissance Fair.
Oh.
Right?
Now you're talking.
It's at the El Rancho de las Golondrinas from, it's September 20th and 21st out there. And, you know, all of the usual suspects are there at the Renaissance Fair, people in period regalia. And it's the Living History Museum, and so, you know, you can probably expect maybe a few sword fights and foodstuffs and dancing and music and costumes and demonstrations, all sorts of things. And that's this weekend. Hopefully the weather is going to cooperate. I think there's about a 40% chance of rain, but don't let that stop you. Go there in your jester's outfit.
It rained during the Renaissance.
It did?
Yes. From time to time and in certain places, so you'll fit right in.
And then I think also what we have another biggie happening this week, and that is, I believe, the 24th annual Santa Fe Wine and Chili Fiesta starts on Thursday.
Very nice.
Right, so that's tastings and dinners and wine luncheons and seminars, and of course the big event, which is probably sold out. At the Santa Fe Opera, but if you go to the Santa Fe Wine and Chili Fiesta website, you can find out a lot more. And then also, we've got the Pewaukee River Art Tour. It's a lot of banging going
Didn't
on.
Didn't I just read that one?
Oh, did you? You did.
Yes.
Right.
Now, there's a set of public meetings coming up this weekend about the Santa Fe Metropolitan Pedestrian Master Plan. There's a public meeting tomorrow morning, September 20th, and that's from 10:30 to 12:30 at the Southside Library. And then there is one on September 24th at Gonzales Community School Library on West Alameda from 5 to 7 in the evening. And it's basically talking about a master plan for the greater metropolitan Santa Fe area for connectivity, walking, sidewalks, and stuff like that. And if people want to be involved and make this more of a walking city, they can show up at these meetings and participate or just watch and learn.
Watch and learn. And then we have the Governor's Awards for Excellence in the Arts.
Yes, we do.
We cannot forget about that.
No, we can't.
When is that? Is that Friday? I'm trying to remember.
I'm not sure.
Let me see. I'm going to find it really quick. Governor's Awards for Excellence in the Arts is today. There is a 5:15 ceremony at St. Francis Auditorium, where it is usually or always held. Let's see. Recipients this year include Robert Mirabal and George R. R. Martin and Donald Redman and Kent Jacobs and Sally Ritter and Dave Warren. And I love these things. I love these awards. I think they're really important.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. And you know, George R. R. Martin, everyone, you know, don't get the wrong idea. He's been here since 1979. The guy's probably earned his keep. Right?
Yes.
So.
And he's fabulous.
And he is fabulous.
He's a great guy. He's done a lot for this town, especially with the Jean Cocteau Theater, which we sometimes call the Juan Cocteau Theater.
The Juan Cocteau Theater.
And so much more. Shout out to George R.R. Rio Arriba Public Health is having a Health and Family Day. Muralists, poets, reggae, madrigals, softball, mariachi, hip-hop, breakdancing, immunizations, gun safety, free gun locks, overdose protection, free Narcan, suicide prevention classes, face painting, jumpy tents, climbing wall, cooking demos, food, free jazzercise, silver sneaker classes, and more. I can't really think of anything more to add to that list, but nevertheless, that's all happening tomorrow from 10 to 6 at Rio Arriba Health Commons at 2010 Industrial Park Road. But it didn't say what town. It did not say what town. But for more information, you can call 909-229-2589 or 753-3143.
Ah.
Industrial Park. Where do you suppose that is? In Rio Riva County. Industrial Park Road. Who knows?
I think it's probably Auto Row is what I'm thinking. You know, all the car dealerships and...
But it's not here. We're not in Rio Riva County. We're in Santa Fe County.
No, I know.
Okay. Yeah. Is it here in Santa Fe?
I don't know.
All right. We'll have to find out.
Anyway, I'm not sure. Call and find out.
Call and find out.
Do you know anything about this March, People's Climate March?
Yeah, go ahead and tell us.
I was asking you if you knew anything
about it. They've written to me, but I don't have that,
okay.
That email.
All right. Stacy Matlock wrote a story about it in today's Santa Fe, New Mexican. And basically, like, world leaders are sort of gathering for a climate change conference in New York City and all across the world to raise awareness about climate change. People are doing various activities, including marching. So this is an event announcement, and B, a traffic advisory, because this is happening on noon Saturday, September 20th. It begins at the Santa Fe Plaza and ends at the rail yard. So if you plan on being anywhere near the Santa Fe Farmers Market on Saturday around noon or downtown, be advised, I guess. I think this is a good thing. You know, kind of gets people together and raises awareness. I mean, it makes more sense than a petition anyway. It's supported by the Sierra Club, Citizens Climate Lobby, Santa Fe Watershed Association, Got Sol, the Green Fire Times, and a bunch of other people. Anyway, that's Saturday. Starts at noon on the plaza and then ends up in the Santa Fe rail yard.
Very, very important for those of us who can't be in New York City. You all over the country, there are other events going on, and it is a way to express your feelings about the fact that there is not any climate change, very little, if any, climate change action that's going on politically. Another thing that is happening is the season opening of Santa Fe Pro Musica Orchestra, Tom O'Connor conducting and Melissa Mars on piano. It's this Saturday at 4 o'clock and Sunday at 3 o'clock at the Lenzic Performing Arts Center. They're performing Beethoven Piano Concerto No. 3 in C minor, which I can tell you is a really nice piece of music, and Symphony No. 5 in C minor. Lots of Beethoven. Oh my goodness, what a great... And you can meet the music with music director Tom Connor and special guests 1 hour before each concert at the Lenzic. That's free to ticket holders. You can learn more about the music you love. For more information, you can call the Lenzic, 988-1234. You can go to Tickets Santa Fe or santafepromusica.com. We've got a lot of...
Blender action.
We've got a lot of dropping plates from a high altitude onto cement.
There's just a lot of... what's that?
Ambiance. Hey, did you hear about that new restaurant on the moon?
I'm going to jump into this one. What?
The food is great, but there's no atmosphere.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
Well, the blender just wasn't loud enough. two things. One of my favorite activities during the autumn time is going to Ski Santa Fe and doing chairlift to see the changing colors and
nice.
The aspens and stuff.
Has that started?
So that starts this week. It's, well, I don't know if it has started already, but this weekend it is happening from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. It is not free. Discounts are available. And there is a beer garden. I'm just saying, there is a beer garden.
Now you talk.
The beer garden is from
now
noon.
Now you talk in German.
Is from noon to 4 p.m. because you know, that's on Sunday. But if you call 982-4429, you can find out more. Also, on Sunday, the Friends of the Santa Fe Public Library book sale. This is cool. It's going to be discounted and specially priced books. It's basically from 1 to 3:30 p.m. in the Tatum Community Room at the main branch downtown, 145 Washington Avenue. So, you know, pick up some winter reading. Go down there and grab a bag of books. Cheap.
Axel Contemporary has a show that is opening today at Gray Matter, a new store of old tools on Baca Street, the Baca Street Studios, 926 Baca Street in Santa Fe. Tools featuring Michael Bisbee, Andrew Davis, Robert Gaylor, Christy, George, Helmut, Hillenkamp, Elizabeth Jacobson, and many more. And it looks like basically people have taken tools and industrial-looking implements and made artworks out of them. And there's, I think, quite a bit of sort of humor and wonder in this show. For more information on Axel Contemporary, just go to axelart.com.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and usually they have those exhibitions in their mobile gallery, which is the old Twinkie van. But this does seem to be at Gray Matter, which is, like I said, 926 Baca Street.
Cool. I want to make a correction. The Wine and Chili Fiesta actually starts on Wednesday, not Thursday.
Ah.
So go to their website and check out. A lot of the events are sold out, which happens every year, and they sell out early, so you kind of have to jump on it. Whoever has like the golden ticket and knows when the main event tickets go on sale, I want that number because I really wanted to go this year. What else do we have? Oh, here's a couple of things. Fiesta de Cerillos. This is 16 miles south of Santa Fe, off New Mexico 14. It's just basically a village fiesta with food and beverages and live music, and there's going to be a classic car show and tons of kids' activities, and that's from 9 to 4 p.m. on Saturday. And if you go to CerillosNewMexico.com, you can find out more. And if you're road tripping in that general direction, you might just want to go all the way to Albuquerque because Global Kirky starts today.
Yes, and guess who's playing tonight late?
Who?
The Afro-Cuban All-Stars.
Really?
And guess who's going to be there with her dancing shoes on?
Susana Martinez.
No.
Oh. You?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, she might.
She might.
I was not aware that she possessed dancing shoes.
It's a possibility.
It is not entirely out of the realm of possibility.
Did you know that Sunday is International World Peace Day?
That's a good thing to have the day after the climate march, considering that a stable climate is really good for world peace, but go ahead.
I don't know much about it, but there's going to be a labyrinth walk at Frenchie's Park on Agua Fria from 1 to 3 p.m. You can find out more by calling 954-4495.
David Geist.
Ah, ooh, and Sister Carol is going to be at Skylight on Wednesday the 24th.
Who's Sister Carol?
Reggae mastermind Sister Carol. I saw her a few years ago on the Santa Fe Bandstand, and she blew everybody's mind. And she's going to be at Skylight on Wednesday the 24th at 7:30 p.m. And if you go to, tickets are available through holdmyticket.com.
Excellent.
Gosh, they're doing some good shows down there.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, like in that space.
We needed, Lensic is awesome, but we needed a sort of more dancey alternative.
And a kind of mid-sized venue.
Yeah.
Neither tiny nor huge.
Yeah, exactly.
And a warm venue, too.
Really?
I mean, like good vibes warm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Not like sweaty.
If you're dancing, sweat occurs. Tonight, Geist Cabaret. David Geist will be joined by John Rangel and Barbara Bentry. And David Geist is at Pronzo playing piano and entertaining people in such a wonderful way Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights, pretty much every weekend. And performances are 6 to 9. For more information, you can call Pronzo Italian Grill, 984-2645. But tonight is a really special event with those wonderful special guest stars.
Cool. TheaterWorks' 19th season is opening on Thursday. Did you know this? They've been around for 19 years?
Yeah.
Anyway, it's opening with a series of events held in conjunction with A Place to Stand, which is a film based on the life of local poet Jimmy Santiago Baca. So there's going to be poetry readings by Natalie Diaz and Cartlin Spiller and others at 7 p.m. at the James A. Little Theater. And there's going to be an exhibit of drawings by Eric Cristo Martinez. And you can go to theaterwork.org or call 471-1799 to find out more about this event, which is on Thursday. And you can find out more about their rest of the season, the 19th season. Wow.
And we talked to author Sally Bingham about a week ago, and she's written a book called The Blue Box, which is about basically one of her relatives found a blue box that was packed with letters and photographs of three generations of her female ancestors, mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother. And she unpacked this and wrote a book about them, and she will be speaking about it tomorrow at 2 o'clock at Garcia Street Books here in Santa Fe. And that's on, you guessed it, Garcia Street.
Looks like we have a couple of minutes. I want to mention that The Drop, which is James Gandolfini's last film, is playing at the Regal de Vargas. And Jonathan Richards, who I believe was on the radio a little bit earlier, gave a good review in the Positiempo today.
Excellent.
And then also there's a great movie film called Copenhagen that is at the Jean Cocteau. And there's a lot of great films happening.
Yeah, we haven't even talked about films today, but pick up the Positiempo or the Reporter, or just check out everything that's happening this weekend and this coming week here in Santa Fe. Also, Serenata of Santa Fe presents chamber music subtitled Other Worlds, which is tomorrow at the First Presbyterian Church at 7:30. And the instruments are violins, viola, cello, soprano, marimba, and hand drum.
Okay.
I'm just saying. Serenataofsantafe.org. Rob DeWalt with us, speaking of the arts. So nice to have you here.
Always a pleasure, Mary Charlotte. I love it.
And we love having you here. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We are streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santaferadiocafe.org, thanks to Dot Foil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafemc. My email is radiocafe@ksfr.org. We're on Twitter at radiocafemc. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning, fabulous news team. And after that, jazz. Everybody have a wonderful day and enjoy the last bits of heat and light that happen before the winter comes and takes us over. And go adopt a kitty.
Yeah, or a dog.
A dog. Bye.